glorious Lathari Nam, the name of Lathari. It is the abode of the nectar of divine knowledge and bliss and the supreme truth in the form of syllables. Out of mercy for his devotees, he descended in the form of his names and thus showed vast compassion to all the living beings. All glories to the holy names of Hari and Krishna, which are the sublime shelter for the living entities of the world, and which delight the minds of all. Hosts of great sages who have true honor for these names eternally sing them, filling their mouths with Nam. O syllables of Krishna's name, you possess all powers to bestow auspiciousness upon the living beings. Without you, there is no other friend to deliver us from the ocean of material existence. Indeed, you have come to deliver all jivas. Whatever misery afflicts the jiva, you dispel it. If he, feeling himself poor and insignificant, and seeing no other remedy, calls your name one time, even out of impulse. No? When the living entity calls out to Krishna, feeling very poor and insignificant, and seeing no other remedy, then whatever miseries are there will be dispelled. O holy name, if one obtains even a momentary vision of you, very short, then all sorts of terrible miseries disappear, and one's gross and subtle bodies are easily destroyed. Bhaktivinoda says, all glories to the holy names of Sri Hari. I prostrate myself in hopes of attaining your lotus feet. My dear devotees, I will just give you a very, very brief tune and session for your 64-round stay. I know you are chanting very, very nicely, but maybe some inspirations can be given, so that you make it all you can. In the hopes of attaining the mercy of the holy name, we have all come here. And Hare Krishna, thank you for being with us, Hare Krishna. We have come here to the land of Sri Dham, Mayapur. From far away, some of us reside here, but also we who reside here have wandered through many species. Before this birth, we had many other births. And today, we make a serious attempt to please the holy name by worshipping him through chanting more rounds. How much should we chant? In chapter 12 of Harinam Chintamani, the Thakura Bhaktivinoda writes, One should start by chanting a granti, or four rounds of the Maha Mantra, and gradually work up to chanting 300,000 names every day. That's 3 times 64 rounds, 100 what? Who's a good mathematician here? 192 or 6? A lot. Yes. So one starts with a small amount of numbers and then increases. By doing so, all one's desires will be fulfilled. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns all of us, and I feel this warning is very important for you also. Just to complete mechanically a certain number of rounds, whatever it is, 16 or 64, will not bring the result of love of Godhead. You will become number conscious, but not Krishna conscious. So he says, now by your mercy, because he has taste, I have given up the desire to chant a greater number, and simply chant constantly with focused attention. I really feel on a 64 rounds day, we should not do what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says as avyagrata, push ourselves to just reach a number. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in another verse has said, oh, I chanted, but what a counting game. It's only a counting game. You know, little children, when they learn to count 1, 2, 3, they get this little device where they pull, you know, one bead from one side to the other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And sometimes they play with it. It's a counting game. So immature devotees get also a little device where they push beads from one side to the other and count them. What a counting game! It's not about that. It's about connecting with Krishna, pleasing Krishna. It's very important. It does help us in the beginning to fix a certain number so that we are sure we do it. Four rounds, we start with 4 rounds according to Harinam Chintamani, and then work ourselves up. But please let us not come into the children mode again. We are grown up and a little maturity is required. Now, Lord Chaitanya, after having said this, Lord Chaitanya wanted that his devotees spend maximum amount of time with the holy name. There were many invitations in Jagannath Puri which came to Swarup Damodar Goswami, the personal secretary of Mahaprabhu, and Swarup Damodar had to there were invitations to take lunch. So Swarup Damodar had for a month maybe 60 invitations, but in the month there are only 31 possibilities maximum to take lunch. No? 31 days and one lunch meal a day. But so many devotees were coming and inviting Mahaprabhu. So he was asking Mahaprabhu what to do. And Mahaprabhu gave a stern order at that time. He says, I only accept the offerings of those who chant 1 lakh of names. No, he said, who are Lakeshwaras. Lakeshwaras means the owners of a lakh. So normally it meant for in the language of that time what it means now. When we say Dayal Gauranga is a millionaire, we mean he has a million rupees. So when the devotees heard Mahaprabhu wants that anyone who invites him is a Lakeshwara, they thought this means someone who has 100,000 conches. That was the currency at that time, small conches. He is a rich man, in other words. And his devotees were desperate. Mahaprabhu, we are poor, and you earlier said we should not strive for material wealth. Nadhanam, you know, no dhanam. When Mahaprabhu heard that his devotees were distressed, that apparently they were asked to become rich and only rich people could invite him, and he corrected this. No, when I said Lakeshwara, I didn't mean rich in currency and money. I meant someone who chants 100,000 names a day. That's 64 rounds. So this was the standard of chanting Bhaktivinoda Thakur did it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked all those who stayed in his mat to chant 64 rounds, except for the preachers. The preachers who went out all day preaching were asked to chant 16 rounds. So and when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he also kept that standard. I have a little interview which you will like very much. Mukunda Maharaj, one of his first disciples, remembers. In 1967 in San Francisco, Srila Prabhupada asked me, "What is your definition of Krishna?" I said, "Krishna is God. He is the Supreme Being. Our duty is to worship and serve Him." Swamiji seemed fairly satisfied and then said, "You must now chant 64 rounds per day on your beads." In other words, Prabhupada saw, was he ready for initiation? Did he understand who is Krishna? Okay. So, he understands Krishna as the Supreme Being, he's God, he's qualified for initiation. Now, your duty is 64 rounds per day. Mukunda Maharaj continues to write, "I was shocked at this and could not answer. I did not know if there was any need to answer. I just kept looking at Swamiji, and Swamiji kept looking at me." After some time, he said, you know, Prabhupada saw, he was just so shocked. "Or at least you can chant 32 rounds a day." Still silence. You know, new devotee. "I considered it to be very difficult to chant even 16 rounds, half the amount. I was wondering how I could possibly chant 32 rounds. After some time, Swamiji said, "Okay. At the very least, now the minimum, you must chant 16 rounds every day." That's how the 16 rounds count came. In Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada must have remembered that. He wrote about this, you know, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Guru Maharaj asked their disciples to chant 64 rounds per day, and how he had lowered the standard, seeing that the Western devotees would be too shocked. You know, Mukunda Maharaj, then the discussion, Mukunda Maharaj was the testing person whom Prabhupada tested, who was representing the Western disciples. So he writes about this. The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed, 16. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names, he is considered fallen, patita. You know, one written statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about this says like this: if one doesn't complete 64 rounds a day, various material desires might come into the consciousness. May I ask you, do you have material desires sometimes? Sometimes, no? The reason may be that you don't chant 64 rounds a day, according to this understanding. Well, I can tell you, even if you chant 64 rounds of japa, if you don't clean the heart, material desires will be, there will be less there, and you will be able to observe them. You won't be able to be so compelled by them. But okay, so according to his calculation, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's calculation, who said one is considered patita, fallen, if one doesn't complete 64 rounds. So according to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. We have hope. But I think on this day we want to remember that this is the 64 rounds is a standard for Vaishnavas. And it is good if one chants like this. Chants like this, I would like to again mention this without making it a counting game. But some time to be with Krishna. Therefore, I would like to close this statement by giving you just a very brief summary. Would be good to record this, but don't worry, now it's too late. This, while you chant, please check sometimes when you see that you are not really deeply connected or that it's hard for you, check how to apply what you have learned so far. Most of you may have known all these already, but what has been presented so far in this course, I would like to go in a different order, a checklist order. First, you can check yourself if you just pronounce the holy name properly. Is the pronunciation there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and so on. In other words, on a purely physical level, are you chanting the mantra? No? So, now, when you do this, you will most probably notice that the only way for you to find out if you are chanting the entire mantra is to see whether or not you are concentrated. So then do the second thing, that is try to become more concentrated by you can apply the simple technique of starting to concentrate only on one single name. That's easy, the Hari, the first Hari, and you will see if you do that, that is, concentrate on the beginning of the mantra, Then, after some time of just patiently bringing the mind back to the first hari or the beginning of the mantra, after some time your mind will stick to the entire mantra, to the complete mantra, and it will be possible for you to hear every name. Then comes the third checklist. So the first checklist is check your pronunciation, then check your concentration on the chanting, and then the third checking point is check your heart. Are there some devotional feelings there? Yesterday, on our Sambandha day, we repeated three meditations of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which will bring us on the heart level, on the spiritual level, you know, which will initiate prayerful chanting. That is, we first understand, well, I'm really a spiritual soul. I have not, I'm now in a body and in a mind, but I'm really quite different from it. Then Krishna is my merciful master, my merciful Lord, whom I'm chanting this for, and the only purpose of really staying in this world is to correct my absent-mindedness in relationship to Krishna. And when you are on that place, that is a spiritual frame of mind, prayer should come to your heart, where you pray, my dear Lord, please accept me. For so long I'm separated from you. I can't stand this any longer. Please accept me. No? And this, and we have given you a prayer sheet where the wonderful prayer of Haridas Thakur is. You might from time to time just remember these prayers. I always like to remember this one thing. You are the savior of the most fallen, and you did come to save so poor fallen souls like me. So please consider me your mercy case, you know. I like this very much. This is my meditation when I chant. You know, you came for people like me, so here I am. I'm very qualified for you because I'm extremely unqualified. No? All right. So this is a checklist, simple checklist. There are many other points you could do, but this will be sufficient for now. Alright, start with what is simple, the whole mantra, then start with your concentration, and finally go on the spiritual platform, you know. Enter the fire by being fire yourself, and dance with the holy name. Or better, let the holy name dance on your tongue. This is a prayer which we all know. Oh, holy name, dance on my tongue. Be there, you know, be there. So now I have ended. Thank you very much for listening. A small recommendation now on the practical level. Some of you have ordered prasadam. It is ready at 8 o'clock, we hear. Those of you who have not ordered prasadam and who would like to go without breakfast, good idea. And have made their own prasadam arrangement. We will sit here I will sit here up till, let me remember, 2 o'clock, no? And chant with all of you. I do recommend that you chant with a group because it helps very much. But you might also like to walk a little, to just move your body and then return. It's good to walk maybe in the walking area there and sit in the sitting area so that there's maximum concentration for those who want to sit, and there's also enough space for for those who want to walk, and they can walk freely to their heart's delight. That's a good thing. I would like to recommend to those of you who would like to enter deeper into the mantra a simple practice of monam. Try to not discuss, just be with the holy name. Only communication is between you and God. And from 2 o'clock onwards, you can do other things. It does help. If it is too difficult because you do have to make important phone calls in between or need to communicate, that's of course all right. But I want to give you a little spice, you know, a little something you can do, because you will see when the mind just doesn't hear anything else than the Hare Krishna mantra, no usual sound vibration, it goes very deep, it shifts to another gear, that is very good. So I will be here at 2 o'clock. I would like, if possible, if all of you who are in this course can be here, because I want to say goodbye to you. It's my selfish desire to say properly goodbye and give you some little closing words. So now, please fly in the sky of Naam Bhajan. Hare Krishna.